Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Nkaniza Mtima by Holster. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Loading. Nkaniza Mtima was released on August 26th, 2022 under Slam Dunk Records. There's three songs, which is 9 minutes 11 seconds of runtime, one feature, and one production placement, which goes to Jay Hun, and the mixing and mastering done by Church Ulukuta, Uncle Tiki, and Paul Makes Magic. Holster is undoubtedly one of the hardest working musicians in Zambia and has been at it for a long time. I've reviewed a few of his projects and I was excited to get an early bird listen for this one. Given what he did on Dreams Never Die last year, I wasn't sure what Nkaniza Mtima would hold. The title translates to Matters of the Heart, by the way, so maybe that's a giveaway. As soon as I started listening to Nkaniza Mtima, I knew exactly where I was coming, and that was on the song Number One, I think. Yeah, Number One. It's called Number One. Holster shares his love for Zamrock by creating his own modern take on the classic genre and gives us three songs that are as descriptive in the lyrics as they are rich in the guitar-laden soundscapes. Now, I really think this music is highly niched, and you have to be the kind of person that appreciates that soft rock type of sound to really see the beauty in it. Now, look, this is really coming from Holster's love for Zamrock, so I think it's a very selfish, self-serving EP, and that's okay. You know what? Different motivations for making music. At least we got music out of it, right? That being said, Number One is actually a sad song. He sings, "Maybe I was meant to be alone." And he is literally begging the love interest to be with her, and even goes to the extent of saying he doesn't mind not being Number One, and he's okay being a side dude as long as he's there. Holster, bro. I disagree completely with this next level simpness. Do it if you must, but I'm not with it. Let it go. I quite liked the backing vocals on Sunga Mtima, which I wasn't expecting. Rosa did amazing on the track. Beautiful voice. And there's a psychedelic feel to the main guitar melody strums, and it really suits the mood of the song. They captured something there. Now, I'll tell you what, I really want to see Holster perform these songs live. It's only a 3-track EP, so there's not too much to get into. But I think if he, you know, organizes a show to really perform these songs from like Dreams Never Die and then hear Nkaniza Mtima, that would be really cool, like at a nice chill location, like a bar with people just having drinks and a good time. Nkaniza Mtima is an acquired taste, I'm going to be honest about that. It really is. You really have to be into that kind of music and the kind of vibe. And for anybody that's into Zamrock, that would be, you know, one of those EPs that will really capture the essence of the genre, since it's something a bit older. And it gives Holster his own lane in Zed music now. He really is an advocate for Zamrock and collects, you know, vinyl and everything else. At this point, I don't think he has a choice but to build on this run. This is a pretty enjoyable EP, and it's nice to see musicians delve into something they otherwise wouldn't and challenge their own musical self. And I think Whole Time is the song from Nkaniza Mtima that will endear itself to most. It also has Holster's best vocal work, on this EP, so very well done, and it's a bit faster paced. I rate this EP a 7 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.